All right, that's awesome. What a cool story. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take a break here at the bottom of the hour. We come back, we're going to shift gears and talk about the Marty Brown Memorial Open, and this is a cause that's near and dear to my heart, and we really need your support for this. This is a fundraiser and organized by Revere's Riders. I'm on the board, very honored to be part of the organization. They're a great group of folks who really have a great focus on liberty, a focus on constitutional rights, a focus on gun safety, and now they're also raising money for a very important cause in the name of a really wonderful lady that we've lost here over the last few years. So we'll be back to talk about that. We're taking a break. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.
He's a Second Amendment attorney. He's an NRA certified firearms instructor. He's the gun guy. Guy Relford on 93 WIBC.
And welcome back. I'm Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. And if you're a regular listener to The Gun Guy Show, you've heard me talk about Revere's Riders. Late last year, I think it was, I got asked to be on the board of Revere's Riders. I was honored to do so because I've been a student and a participant, and it was really fun to be involved in the organization because this hits me where I live, where they've got very much a patriotic and a historical perspective. And if you go to a Revere's Riders course, there's always, a lot of times over lunch, but at some point during the lesson, and these are certified instructors, skilled quality instructors, you're going to learn a lot about shooting whatever discipline you're shooting, whether it's carbine or pistol or whatever it might be. But you're also going to get a little discussion a lot of times around the events of April 19th, 1775, and really the events that led to the birth of this country. And the idea of combining responsible gun ownership and marksmanship and training with that history that I talk about often here on The Gun Guy Show, that's cool. That's exciting. And that's what Revere's Riders is all about. But we're here. I've got two buddies of mine, Jake Woodcock and Phil Brown from Revere's Riders. And we've talked about their events before, but this is an important fundraiser that they have. And Phil, let's go to you. This is the Marty Brown Memorial Open. Tell us about Marty Brown.
All right, bro. First and foremost, thanks for having us on.
Oh, absolutely.
Again. We appreciate it. Marty and I were married for 25 years, and about 10 years before she passed, she became an instructor for Project Appleseed for rifle instruction. And we transitioned out of that while she was undergoing chemo, going through ovarian cancer, and helped found Revere's Riders. And ever since then, she was active in the organization, and after she passed away, we decided to start doing these fundraiser events to try to raise money towards ovarian cancer.
So tell us what we've got going on August 15th.
All right. So August 15th, they're in Zionsville, private range. We're going to have a pistol event all day, one day on Saturday. Approximately 150, 200 rounds will be going through. We're going to have a number of items that have been donated to us by various companies that we're going to just give away. Primarily, number one, everybody likes winning free guns, right? We've got two teal lowered sky pistols that we're going to give away.
Ah, no kidding.
So we have this limited at 30 attendees. So you literally have a 1 in 15 chance of winning yourself a new pistol if you come out to the event.
That's awesome. And Jake, you're one of the instructors, and it's always been a pleasure to go to courses when you're involved. What are people going to learn? Because it's not just a fundraiser. There's an instructional course going on here too, right?
That's absolutely correct. It is not just a fundraiser. We're going to teach people the basic fundamentals of how to use their firearms. So this class is perfect for someone who has never shot before.
Uh-huh.
It's also a good class for someone who is experienced and wants to freshen up their skill set. So they're going to learn about the various parts of the gun, how to be safe with it, and also how to be accurate.
Well, that's awesome. And you know, I've shot at this private range. It's actually owned by a buddy of mine named Brad Gray. And I only throw that out because it says on your website it's a Gray property, so evidently he's not being incognito about this whole thing. But it's a really neat private range. In fact, I took a pistol class there that we just had a bunch of us that had our own instructor, and it was more of an advanced course where mainly most of us were instructors. But we went out, and it's a neat area, and even though it's in Zionsville, it's not very far at all from where I live, but it's a neat place to have a class. It's a very comfortable place, nice environment, nice safe environment, and I think people will really enjoy coming out there and shooting, don't you think?
It's a beautiful facility, and we're very gracious to the Gray family for letting us be there this year, and we're hoping to continue that relationship into 2021.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Phil, if folks hear this and they say, you know what, I want to support a fundraiser for a great organization. I want to support a fundraiser, particularly in the name of a wonderful lady and Second Amendment advocate like Marty. How can they get involved? How can they sign up?
All right. First of all, you got to go to RevierasWriters.org. And on that webpage, you should see her picture. And it will have a link where you can click on it to get information on the event and to purchase tickets.
Well, that's awesome. And where are you on ticket sales? There are still seats available, I guess, right?
There are seats available still. We've got a maximum of 30. Right now, we're right at 15. Kind of typical. People wait till the last minute, decide if there's anything else we're going to be doing that weekend. From what I've heard, we're going to be really close to a sellout. So if there's some random people out there that I have not heard about possibly signing up, by the end of this week, if you don't sign up, you're probably not going to get a seat.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is something that I support with all my heart. I support the organization in general. And Jake, maybe leave us with this from Revere's Writers. Why should people get involved with Revere's Writers as an organization? Why should somebody become a part of this broadly, whether they just want to come out to the Marty Brown Memorial Open on the 15th or more generally to participate in the training? What's Revere's Writers' mission all about?
Our mission, when this country was founded, our forefathers were reliant upon their firearms for food, safety. And somewhere along the way, we have lost that skill. It perished. And Revere's Writers, we're trying to make every citizen of the United States a capable marksman, able to defend themselves lawfully and properly. And we do need volunteers. We have a lot of different age groups of classes. We have youth-only courses. We have female-only courses. And a lot of times we like to have, you know, younger instructors and females teach those courses
because
they can relate to the students a little easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, I love it. And in the Revere's Writers courses that I've taken, my most recent one was a carbine class out toward Terre Haute, and went out and when we get into the historical part, and it was a really cold day as I remember, but we got into the historical part, and we and Jake, I think you did a big chunk of this discussion, this lecture, but there was a discussion of really the meaning of the Second Amendment, you know, and as somebody who has the Second Amendment on my arm, I talk a lot about the actual content and meaning of the Second Amendment, and a lot of times the anti-gun folks get all excited about throwing the word regulated at us, right? They love saying, well, yeah, there's a right to keep and bear arms, but the founders said specifically in the Second Amendment it's going to be regulated, so we can regulate it right down into nothing. And that's not what regulated means. Regulated, as it was used in the Second Amendment, means like a well-regulated clock, meaning it's efficient. And it works the way it's supposed to work. And how does a well-regulated militia become well-regulated? And by the way, the militia is everybody. And this is not up for discussion. The Supreme Court of the United States has settled this debate. It was everybody. It was common man. Exactly like Jake just said, it was, you know, the everyday American in this country who used a firearm for a variety of purposes and may in fact get called into militia service needed to be well regulated. They needed to be well trained, well equipped, well organized, and efficient in the use of firearms. And a wonderful moment at every Revere's Writers course is when somebody goes out and shoots well, or somebody, you know, does something, you know, as part of that course exactly the way it was intended to be done, and the person next to him invariably look at him and go, "You're well regulated." I love that. I love pointing at each other going, "Dude, you're well regulated." No, you're well regulated. And when people go out and they have success and they shoot well, and combining, like I said, that marksmanship and responsible gun ownership with that historical perspective, that's cool stuff.
It's very important this day and age that everyone knows what we went through and our forefathers went through in the past so that we can grow.
Exactly, and be that well-regulated militia that's necessary for the security of a free state.
Can
All those words mean something. I think about them often. I talk about them a lot on the Gun Guy Show. Well, thanks to Phil Brown and Jake Woodcock for coming in from Revere's Writers. This is August 15th. It's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's the 2020 Marty Brown Memorial Open. Coming right up 2 weeks from today, you can find that again at reverswriters.org. You don't have to put the apostrophe in there, reverswriters.org. And if you need to, click on events, but you'll see Marty's picture right there. Wonderful lady, and we really encourage you to participate. Thanks so much for these guys for coming in. With the three-quarter hour, we'll be back for the last segment of the Gun Guy Show here on 93 WI.